to Who Wants to Adult Anyway.
Thanks for listening again. Do you know what, Cole? I have a revelation this week.
Tell me your revelation.
So, my dad told me to start watching a programme and I've started watching it. And let me just tell you, it is fantastic.
What's it called?
It's on Netflix. It's about Formula One. It's called Drive to Survive. It is unreal. It's like a documentary following the drivers. And I mean, firstly, for all the ladies out there, there are some very nice looking drivers that it's quite nice to watch, you know. It entertains the boyfriend. He can get on and sit and watch it with me and, you know, we can listen. It's really good.
Wait, so this program's your revelation or you've had like a revelation from
That I like Formula One. That's my revelation.
Oh,
I now want to go and see the Formula One.
You want to go race car driving?
Yeah, I do. I want to go. No, I don't want to drive the car myself.
You just want to watch it.
I just want to watch.
Don't they do them amazing like Grand Prix in like Abu Dhabi and stuff?
Exactly. And they're honestly.
Who's your favourite?
Charles Leclerc.
And what car does he drive?
Ferrari. I love him. My second favourite is Daniel Ricciardo. And he swaps around a bit, but he's at Renault at the moment in the stage I'm at, but I know that he doesn't stay there. I'm a few years behind.
Wow.
Courtney, you have to watch it. Honestly. Honestly, watch it.
Well, I mean,
everyone.
If it's going to be me and Callum watching it together, then I'll watch it because normally it's just me watching these shows on my own.
You'll watch it together. And honestly, I had absolutely no interest in Formula One before this. If anything, like my dad used to watch it and the noise,
yeah.
It used to annoy me. Like on a Sunday morning, I used to think, oh, shut up. Like, why is that on? That's so annoying. Didn't get it at all. Now, I love it. I even watched the race last Sunday, the live race. I loved it.
How many laps do they do?
Oh gosh, 52 is it?
Fucking
might
hell.
Be wrong. I might have just made that up.
Well, maybe I'll give it a go, and then next week I'll let. Well, no, because I'm going away, so I won't be letting you know by watching it. But I will give it a go.
You should do. Honestly, I'm telling you, everyone. It's a thing. I'm going to make it a thing.
I've been watching Are You the One?
Oh yeah,
Netflix.
That used to be my favourite programme.
Yeah,
you know?
It used to be my favourite. Yeah,
is it a new series?
New series. The Americans are bloody crazy.
Yeah, Americans always. The last one I watched, they did like a non-binary one where everyone was sort of like gender fluid or like, is that the right word? Sorry if I'm not saying the right words. Everyone was kind of like fluid in like who they liked.
Oh.
And so like everyone kind of liked each other. That was the last one I watched, but that was years ago, actually on MTV. So is it on Netflix now?
It's on Netflix.
That used to honestly be my favourite programme. So it's a completely new series?
Yeah, completely new series. It was good.
Oh, that's what I'm going to be watching later. And I've got a night in on my own.
Can I make you die? Right, on Netflix, they've got these shows about like, is it cake or is it real?
Oh, I've seen it. I know.
I really enjoyed that one.
One of my friends and her boyfriend, they've literally sat and watched like all of that. They absolutely love
it. Yeah, I finished
it. It's like mind-numbing TV.
Me and Callum were obsessed, like to the point where we went and got some cake because it just looked so nice.
Oh, what, you made you fancy cake?
It made me fancy cake.
Really?
When do you ever have cake?
Even when it was like random things like a water bottle that looked like cake.
It looked like cake, but when they cut into the cake, it looked so yummy. Oh, they'd make it like rainbow in the middle. Like, it just looked unreal.
To be fair, when I was in my old flat, there was like a dessert shop right by there, and I always used to get chocolate cake from there.
But I love cake so much, I just don't eat it enough, because you only really have cake around a birthday.
Really? Would you not buy any like little, like me and George sometimes buy those what are they called, like little angel cakes?
No, that my mum never buys them.
I mean, you're going to live on your own very soon, Gordon.
I know.
You can buy whatever you
want. I've already said in my head that I'm going to have the most unbelievable snack drawer.
You'll regret that instantly.
I know. I know. That's what Callum's saying. Callum's like, we should do it where we have no crap in the house and we just won't eat the rubbish.
Yeah. Do you know what? Before you move in, you'll make all of these rules. But actually, when when it comes to it, you'll just be like it is at your house now.
I want
like
my snack drawer.
Well, if you fancy something, you'll just go and buy it and you'll just
yeah, because we actually have a sweet shop opposite the house.
Yeah, you just will. You'll just go and buy it. And I think that the freedom of buying whatever you want is quite nice. But we have like a cupboard that's got all of our rubbish snacks in it. I mean, you're quite good anyway. You don't like, whenever I'm around your house, you're not really like in the snack drawer. Like,
oh my God. right, I came up with two bags of pop chips. I was like, do you want a pack? You went, no, I'm being good.
Pop chips, at least
they're healthy. Bear in mind that I'm eating the pop chips. So no, I do go in the snack drawer a lot.
Yeah, Callum's like on a proper health one, isn't
Callum
he?
Does not touch the snacks. It's me that touches the snacks.
Yeah, wow. I don't really have that kind of willpower, to be honest. I like a snack. I don't think deprive yourself, though. I think eat it if you really, really fancy it. Or be good like Monday to Friday and then eat your snacks at the weekend.
Just, yeah.
You know, everything in moderation.
But I feel like this conversation is quite good to get into what we want to talk about today. So what we want to talk about today is Mental Health Week.
Yeah.
And I know food and mental health...
Yeah, go food
for
each other.
Yeah, food for me and my mental health is a big factor. Mm-hmm. Like when I put myself on diets and stuff, it does make me miserable.
Yeah. But we're talking here about like starvation diets. Like I think sometimes we have had society pressuring us, or is it us pressuring us? Because I think that sometimes we would go on away trips and have to do bikini shoots and just be on Instagram, really, like looking amazing. And I think there's lots and lots of pressure, not really just for us, but everyone now with social media. There's pressure for everybody to look good. It's not just like people that are, well, I mean, what are we like? Z-listers in the spotlight, like as if we're like super famous. We're not, but you know, like, you know, the light was probably on us a little bit more. But with social media, I think that everybody's sort of pushed into that light, or everybody's open to seeing all of these amazing looking Australian supermodels on Instagram.
But do you remember there was a time where you and Amber would all do your bikini shoots and I just would never ever ever have a photo in my bikini?
Yeah,
I never ever, yeah. If you looked on Google, there's probably like a handful of pictures of me, but I will never stand in front of a pap and have pictures in a bikini. Because I don't feel, I felt like people would say, I was scared for people to tell me that I looked fat.
Yeah. I mean, there will be stages, I think, when I've definitely put on weight in the past where I would say no to bikini pictures. But I think that when we first went on TOWIE, I remember we did that bikini shoot. And obviously it was the first thing of its kind, really, that we'd done. Like, you know, we did all these with this sort of like paparazzi. We were new on the show. We were the new cast members, so they did this big like this shoot with us, really, didn't they? And we were in our bikinis because we were in Gran Canaria,
yeah.
And I just remember, you know, thinking I looked half okay and posing for the camera in my bikini, and then these pictures coming out in the Daily Mail, and I remember just breaking my heart. I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I look terrible. And before that, in my mind, I looked quite good.
I know.
How wrong I was.
But like, I've always felt, in between you and Amber, I've always felt really insecure about my body, where I am a bit shorter. I have got bigger hips. I have got bigger shoulders.
I do.
You're so slim.
Wait, this is exactly Mental Health Week. This is what we are talking about. This is such a damaging red flag, toxic conversation that we are having. Courtney is comparing herself, firstly, to us.
I'm saying that I feel when I'm standing next to you and Amber in a bikini.
That's how everybody feels. I feel like that when I'm standing next to Amber in a bikini.
This
is the thing. Me and you, I'm a lot taller than you. I'm a lot like heavier than you, like, because I'm taller than you. So I would never compare my body to yours, because we are completely different body shapes. Whereas me and Amber are sort of relatively the same sort of height. Do you see what I mean? So I because you're slightly shorter, it's just not comparable. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by this conversation is toxic. It's so silly. Because I don't actually, you know, you're petite. You're a lot more. It's how you see. What I'm trying to say is like how we need to stop this whole thing of like how we see ourselves.
Yeah.
Like everybody else sees.
But this is what I wanted to get onto. It's like, at the moment, I don't hate my body. I actually look in the mirror and I don't hate my body.
I think that comes with age.
Right. But I'm too scared to upload a picture of myself in a bikini.
Yeah.
Even now, I'm petrified.
Well, it's quite a big thing, really, isn't it? You're kind of half naked, really.
But it's not even that. I just don't want people to to put me down, where I'm in actually quite a good headspace with my body at the moment. Like, yeah. I'm not at my biggest, I'm not at my smallest, but I don't hate myself.
Well, I just think, I mean, you put up that quite sexy picture the other day on your stories. Like, you looked amazing, and good for you. You should put that up. Like, I think that you just need to... People are always going to say something, and I think you just need to block out the noise.
I know, but I don't know why we should feel so scared about uploading a bikini picture if we have put in a bit of weight, or if we have got big hips, or we have got... Why do we feel so petrified?
We need to, like, love ourselves. Because people... I'll tell you why. Because people on social media are really, really nasty. That's why. And I think that, yeah, I think with Mental Health Week, we need to learn to be nicer to each other. We need to champion each other, like, especially women. Women tearing each other down is just, honestly, it's so toxic. It's hard to see as well, especially like young girls, and they do it and they all comment on each other's pictures, like really nasty stuff, or people like comment on our pictures really nasty stuff. And I think, how would you feel if somebody said that to you?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not... I just would never... Listen, we're all different and each their own. And I do think that the generation of social media and being nasty to each other on social media slightly missed me. Don't get me wrong, I get it all. But I would have never, when I was younger, I would have never gone out of my way to comment on someone's picture, something nasty.
Never.
Don't get me wrong, I would have watched... I watched TV and there were people on TV that I didn't particularly like or think that they were my kind of person. But I would have never found them, gone out of my way and found them on social media to tear them down. I would have never, ever, ever, ever done that.
No.
So that's what I mean by, like, the generation kind of maybe skipped us. I don't know.
And do you know what's even worse than Instagram? TikTok.
Yeah, you've been
the
saying
people
this.
Of TikTok are so nasty.
Is that because it's a younger generation on there?
That it is a younger generation.
Yeah. And they've been brought up around... I mean, they were literally... They probably don't remember a time before Instagram, some of these.
I know. But then they're the first people to cancel, you know, the cancel culture.
Yeah.
They're the first people to cancel people for doing something wrong. But then it's like everyone's commenting horrible things on people. It's just mental.
Yeah, it's very contradictory, isn't it? It's, it's just... And I think that I honestly think, I mean, I am no psychiatrist, but I honestly think that social media and the world of the internet that we have created in this life of ours really has something to say for all of the mental health issues that we have in the world right now. I think that social media plays a huge part in all of that. Like, imagine a life before social media. I feel like it would probably be
so peaceful.
I was
so much more happier. You know, when, like, Instagram wasn't really that big of a thing back in the day, you wasn't comparing what someone else had. You know, like, this whole influencing world.
Yeah.
It's a whole world of comparison. Who's got this job? Who's doing that? Yeah. Who's got this? Who's got this new designer bag? Who's got this? But then, do you know what with designer bags, right? I've had a revelation. So I saw a TikTok and it was like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, all these brands, Target, poor people, like people with not that much money, because they want the people with not that much money to feel like when they buy that bag, they feel like they're something.
Yeah, it's true though. I listen, don't get me wrong. I remember my first, when I was sort of 17, I got like an acting job and I got paid like a big chunk of money to me at the time, it was a big chunk of money. And I bought myself a Louis Vuitton. You remember the Louis Vuitton bowling bag that everybody had? I bought myself a Louis Vuitton bowling bag that everybody had. And I felt amazing when I held it and walked around with it. I felt like I was a superstar. I felt like I was rich.
So when you see someone walking across the street with like a whole designer get up, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this. I think if it's a boy, I think drug dealer. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think, oh, drug dealer. Or drug dealer's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's bad, isn't it? But so it's not... So realistically, this whole thing has kind of changed now. Like, do the... I'm really sorry if we're offending anyone. I don't mean to offend anyone. But I think that years ago, people that were head to toe in designer, maybe we thought were rich. But now if I see somebody head to toe like in Larry designer, I don't really think that. I kind of think a bit tacky.
Yeah.
I think that it's like subtlety is key.
Yeah.
You can be head to toe in designer, but it doesn't have to have the badges. spread all over it.
See, I do have a couple of designer bags, which I've had for years, which bags, I love. They're like staple pieces.
Staple pieces.
Staple pieces. But I've never owned designer clothing.
Well, I think that designer bags kind of slip under the... They don't really fall into that whole thing. It's just when people are like, a big Gucci badge on the hat, big Gucci thing on the necklace, Gucci top with a big Gucci badge, a big Gucci belt, like, etc. That kind of thing. I just think that doesn't... I mean, obviously, each to your own. If you like that, that's absolutely fine. But, yeah, I don't think it's not got the same... Like, the same thing as it used to.
I know.
I don't actually think that it looks... I think people... Generally, people that have got more money are more subtle with it. They're not, like, flashing it all around, being lovely, showing everyone.
But this is what I wanted to come to. So, me 2 years ago, even a year ago, I would want the latest designer bag. I want the bag that everyone else has got. I want the bag that everyone's talking about. But now, I don't care. Yeah. I don't want the same bag as everyone else.
Exactly.
I'm not that bothered about having the best designer bag or whatever. I get my bags from Zara now.
Yeah. And then you can get loads of them.
Exactly. Every colour.
You can get loads of loads.
But, like, this is what I mean. Like, in my head, I used to compare. I used to think what she got, I want what she's got. I used to be that person. But now, I don't care. I'd rather not wear the frayed trousers that everyone's wearing over their bikini.
Yeah.
I'd want to wear my own style.
Yeah. And, you know, each to their own. But, yeah, it's just not... I don't think that the whole dripping in designer thing is necessarily cool. I don't think that... I think that you can be... really like cool and classy or edgy or anything like that without honestly wearing like one designer piece.
I think
it's just how you put yourself together. I think it's how you carry yourself as well. I don't think it's anything to do with these really expensive designer things, you know, that it's just a crazy world, isn't it? Mental health and designer things, this is what our life is.
But obviously me and Chloe are just talking about ourselves, but we know that there are so many different types of mental health that people go through every single day. We're not talking on behalf of anyone else, we're just talking on behalf of ourselves.
I think that it's important to, like everybody always says, ask each other how we are. Human interaction is so important, and human contact is so important. We need that. Like, that's what we need as like beings. And I think that we always need to remember that. Don't suffer in silence. Speak to people. And I know, like, don't get me wrong, I've luckily always been quite, like, touch wood, mentally strong in my life, apart from I had a bit of a wobble last year, and it was the first time. And I know it feels like you're being a burden, like, talking about it, or, like, I felt like I was being a bore, keep, like, going on and on and on about it. Like, I felt like people was thinking, like, oh, God, get over it. Like, that's what I thought in my mind. And so... I wouldn't talk about it as much as I probably should have, but you need to talk about it. You need to get it out, because as soon as you do that, you realise that lots of people are feeling the same sort of way.
It's mad how many people are actually going through what you're feeling.
Yeah, and you just need to keep pushing through, because I always remember years ago, my mum said to me something like, life has a funny way of just working itself out. And I promise you, one day you will wake up and you won't even realise, and then all of a sudden, a few hours into the day, you'll be like, oh, I actually feel okay today. And it will happen. I promise it will happen. And I know what it's like to be in a place like you wake up every day. And I remember at one point I would wake up every day and I'd think, oh, like, and I'd feel terrible. And I used to think, oh, I just want to feel normal. I just want to, please let me feel normal. I used to like pray to the sky. I'd be like, please help me feel normal. And it just... you just have to keep powering through, because it gets to a point where you feel better again, and so, you will get there.
So this is what I'd done. It helped me, but I don't know if it would help anyone else. So at the beginning of the year, so Chloe went through her breakdown before me, so I was helping her, and then mine came.
Mine and Courtney's lives always
mine's a bit delayed. So mine, I was like fine, and then mine kicked in a couple months later, and I actually one of the times when I was having a breakdown, I was like crying, I couldn't breathe, I was like having a proper breakdown. I recorded myself,
yeah,
because someone said to me, if you record yourself at your worst time and you look back a couple months later when you're in a better place, you look back and you think, wow, look how far I've come.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, document it. Document your life. I found as well, and I know that we had the lovely lady on last series talking about how to manifest stuff. And I'd seen on Instagram that people, when I felt really, really down and I was having a bad day and, you know, I just felt rubbish about myself, write down what you're grateful for. And I never really understood this. And I used to see people do it and hear of people do it, see it on Instagram and stuff. And I used to think, well, why would I bother doing that for? That's not going to do anything for me. That's what I used to think. And one morning I woke up and I sat down everything. I wrote down everything I was grateful for. And all of a sudden, this list was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I suddenly realized that I had so much to be grateful for. Like, and you know, it's really easy to like hone in on one thing that's making you sad and making you feel down or rubbish about yourself. It's really easy to hone in on that. But if you're to write down, it doesn't work if you just think about them, because I tried that, just think about the things that you're grateful for. No, you need to write them down, pen to paper, write them down, and it will... It really, really, really helped me. It just made me, I could see it in front of me. It was like this physical, tangible object that I could look at and see everything that I was grateful for.
But that kind of makes you realise that there are more good than bad things.
Exactly. That's why. And it was just really, it really helped me. Yeah. And I just never thought that, to me, that didn't seem like anything that would ever work. But yeah. Talk to each other, keep pushing through, and better days are always coming. And yeah, you will just, life will just work itself out. It always does. It always, always, always does.
You've got to go through the bad to come out to the good.
Yeah, and that's what life's about. You know, people say it all the time, it's a roller coaster. You need to have the bad times to appreciate the good times. If life was always good, you would never appreciate it, because it would just always be good and boring, really. So we need those ups and downs to appreciate life. Okay, so now we're going to move on. Courtney, you introduce this.
Okay, so basically, I am so invested in the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case.
I don't know much about it, so.
To the point where I actually had a dream about me and Johnny Depp. And I sent a picture of Chloe of him from the 90s.
I was gorgeous.
My God, stunning.
I mean, he's still gorgeous now, but.
So the thing is, so TikTok are team Jet Depp and Twitter are team Amber.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I wonder why. Maybe they paid them off.
Yeah. So basically what the situation between them is she is accusing him of sexually assaulting her.
Right, and they were in a relationship.
He was like abusive to her.
But they were in a relationship.
They were married.
She's not just around. Oh, okay.
But he's basically suing her for saying that these accusations aren't true. And she's counter-suing him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, for like $100 million.
Defamation or something, isn't it? Yeah. Because she's like... Which, fair enough. I mean, I don't know much about this case, but the little bits that Courtney has shown me, like, this could ruin his career. He's a huge Hollywood actor.
He was obviously in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
George told me this.
Yeah, Disney have like completely written him off.
Such a shame, because I really liked those movies.
So he lost like $100 million for that.
So, like, I mean, is his career ever going to recover from this?
Yeah, well, he works with Dior. I've seen on Instagram that everyone's like trying to cancel Disney, being like, "How dare you!" Like, but obviously, it's the verdict of the.
It's difficult, isn't it? Because you know, trying to cancel Disney now. But if Disney had kept him on doing it, there would be lots of people that would speak up and have a problem with that.
Oh my God,
Disney can't really win, can they, to be honest?
No, I know. And now everyone's like, let's sell out Dior, so, the aftershave that he's the face of.
That's interesting. So Dior are backing him.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I feel like lots of big companies quickly squirm in situations like this. They 100%. Get out quick. They don't stick with it. Well, Dior must really, maybe it's like his friend or something, and they kind of know the situation that, I don't know, the CEO of Dior, whoever that is.
So I've been watching the
Christian Dior, is he still alive?
So I've been watching the case online and, like, I'm so split. Like, I think Amber is, like not all there. She's not all the ticket.
What do you think she's doing this for then? Like fame, money?
Money.
Okay. So surely she had enough money being married to Johnny.
Well,
Depp.
she got divorced, and she got like millions from him, and she said it's not about the money. I'm gonna give all my divorce money to charity. Okay. And in the case, it found out that she didn't actually give that much of the money to charity. She only gave 3 million to charity or something, and she kept the last seven million to herself.
Oh gosh! I mean, 3 million is still quite a lot to give to charity, to be fair. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to say you're giving it to charity.
But like there's stuff in the case where she like lies about, but then it's hard, but then there's stuff that he's done in the case where I think
right, so we don't, so he possibly abused her,
but so he is an alcoholic,
right?
And he would like do drugs, and he wouldn't remember, she's saying that he won't remember what he'd done the night before, so she'd recalled him.
And oh, so she's got recordings.
Yeah, like voice recordings.
And what's he saying and doing?
He's like, I've listened to the voice recordings, and he's never physically hurt her. He's punched a kitchen cabinet. Okay. And in the case he goes, so I hurt a kitchen cabinet, but I never misheard.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean,
but it's hard. Like, who do you believe?
Well, you know, relationships can be tough. And I think that if you're losing your temper, you're better to hit a kitchen cabinet than obviously to hit her. So I don't, yeah, I mean, obviously that still comes across as really aggressive. I'm not condoning hitting a kitchen cabinet, but you know, I know what it's like in a relationship to lose your shit. Yeah. Like, it happens. That's life.
So on the stand, there's pictures of her with a bruised face. And right. She's trying to make out that he's like hit her. But then she also apparently had a Botox and filler appointment that same time.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. So she could be like completely lying.
But it's hard. But then obviously there's like the whole women's rights thing. Like, you should believe the woman. And it's like, it's such a difficult case.
Really, I mean, this is obviously really controversial, but I find that really difficult to swallow, that you should always believe the woman. Why should you always believe the woman? You should look at the facts of the situation.
Well, this is why we're all getting the facts now.
Yeah, I don't think you should necessarily, obviously, you know, I'm a woman, I back women, but you shouldn't always, you can't always just back the woman. Like, if the woman is wrong or in the wrong or is lying, like possibly in this case, then, and it could ruin somebody's career. Listen, don't get me wrong, I've got absolutely no idea, I'm just going from what Courtney said here, but yeah, you can't just always believe the woman just because they're a woman. This is a really controversial subject, but I believe in equality, and equality means equal, and that's not equal if you're always just believing one sex over the other.
Yeah, so the verdict is this week, I think.
Wow. Oh, wait, so what happens? Does any of them go to prison?
No one goes to prison. Oh. No one goes to prison, but obviously someone's going to be £100 million poorer.
And how much is Johnny Depp worth? Do we know?
He's probably worth billions.
Oh no, not billions. You can't be billions.
Okay, millions.
Maybe millions. Yeah, I wonder how much of a dent that's going to make in his
Well, career. he might win the case and not have to pay it out. She would have to pay him out.
Do you know what? There's actually some really good court cases going on. What about the Colin Rooney and...
Oh my God, do you know about it? Because someone was trying to tell me about it, and it just went... I think I was drunk, so I wasn't really listening properly.
I mean, once again, I actually don't know that much about it. I just saw a little bit on the news the other day.
But didn't she admit that she was selling stories?
I don't think she's admitted. No, I think that's why they've gone to court. I think...
Right, someone told me she admitted that she was selling stories, but her husband made her do it or something.
I don't know that part of the story. I just thought that Colleen Rooney was saying that Jessica Vardy and her manager were selling stories on her, and Colleen Rooney like did something to catch her out. So Colleen Rooney had an idea that all these stories were coming out about her, and she had an idea of who it was. So she like blocked loads of people from her story and put up a fake story or something, and blocked everyone bar like Rebecca Vardy or something, and then the story still came out. It was like fake news. The story came out, and that's how she caught her out.
Oh my God.
It's quite clever, really, isn't it?
But if that doesn't scream guilty.
Well, exactly, but I think that the last I knew, I could be wrong, Rebecca Vardy was denying it.
Well, you would. You're not going to be like, yep, done it. It was me.
But what can you do at this point? You've like, basically, it's been proved that you... She really messy. Call her red-handed.
I need to look into that one.
You need to invest. This is your next TikTok investigation. So the verdict's this week of the Johnny Depp one.
Yeah, on the 15th.
Okay. Maybe we should become lawyers.
No. Oh, my God. You know when people do that thing when they get invited to... What is it? They get invited to court.
Oh, to be
jury
a,
service.
Yeah, to be a jury. I know, I really want to do that.
But I don't think we will because we're self-employed.
Oh, is that how it works? You
I
have
don't
to
know.
Be employed? No, I think it's just anyone, isn't it?
Oh.
Surely it's anyone.
Well,
it can't just be self-employed.
I'm waiting for my calling because I would love to do it.
Me too, I would love to do it. But I've had lots of friends that have actually done it, and it, apparently it's quite boring because sometimes you'll go there for 2 weeks and there won't be any cases at all. And so you just kind of sit there. You don't get to go in any cases. But then some people, the lucky ones, get to go in like a big, huge case and they end up having to stay on longer than 2 weeks. Oh, my gosh, that would be my dream. But, yeah, my knowing our luck, we'll never get called up.
No.
I'd love to, though. So whoever works in the jury service office and picks out the ballot, who's next,
put
our names on there.
Pick me.
We would love to. And put us together as well. That would be even better. We could do it together.
I know.
I feel like we've talked about a lot of TV this week, but watch Anatomy of a Scandal. That's good. That's all about, like, it's a cool case.
Oh, I think Callum's mum and dad are watching that.
Watch it. It's really good on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's got Sienna Miller
I've been
in
told
it.
To watch that.
She's absolutely unreal, Sienna Miller. She is gorgeous. You should watch that. You'll like it.
I'll give that one a go as well.
Yeah, it's all like about a court case. Lots of TV, lots of court cases this week.
Lots of TV, lots of court cases. And I'm going on holiday.
And Courtney's going on holiday. However, she will be back to film.
I will be back
Friday.
For next
She's
Friday.
Away for a few days. Which is nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to get a little bit of a tan.
Get a tan.
I'm sad you're not coming, though.
No, I know. I was supposed to come, but guys, I'm an intern.
I've got a job.
I'm an intern, so I can't go away with all of my friends, which is sad. But oh well, we're all going away again soon.
That is true.
Woo-hoo. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this bit of a mix match,
bit of an everything session.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we will see you next week.
Yes, see you next week, guys. Bye.